Welcome to the Lizzian Events podcast. I'm Liz Clark, and my guest today is Christina Waugh from the Aloe Vera store. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Liz. It's lovely to chat with you this morning.
Good. And how's the weather where you are today?
Bright and sunny. It's a beautiful day out there in the garden.
It's lovely. We are actually enjoying very nice spring weather, aren't we?
It's delightful. I was looking at some memories on our Facebook that popped up, and 2 years ago we were up at Northumberland for a week and there was thick snow. So today is a much nicer day.
Perfect. Now, I know you, obviously I've known you for many years, and Sue, your partner, and we've known you as the Aloe Vera store and as friends now for some time. And you're known on the wellbeing show circuit to a lot of our listeners who visit the shows. But can you tell me a little bit about yourself, a little bit of background about yourself, and what brought you to the through to Forever Living and the Aloe Vera Way?
Certainly, it's an absolute pleasure to share some of my story with you. We've been using the Aloe Vera products from Forever Living now since 2007. And it was a pure chance encounter that we came across the products. In fact, it's quite a lovely little story. We went to buy a puppy, and the puppies were 4 weeks old, and we were playing with them on the floor, and Sue couldn't get up off the floor without using a chair to lever herself up. Her knees were quite shot at the time from all the sports she'd done. And the lady that was we were buying the puppy from said, "I've got a product that might actually help you with that." We were quite sceptical at the time. It was the first time we'd met the lady. But Sue said, "Go ahead." She said, "It comes with a money-back guarantee, so why not try it? You've got nothing to lose." And it was at that point that Sue said, "Yeah, sure, I'll try it," expecting to get her money back. She started taking the product, and 4 weeks later, we went back to pick the puppy up because she was 8 weeks old, and Sue got some more product from her. She said, "Well, I've not really noticed an awful lot," but she said, "I'll keep taking it. It says to take for a couple of months before you start to notice the benefit." And before we'd known it, Sue had been taking the product for 3 or 4 months. Gradually, she didn't notice the big changes, first of all, but gradually people started to notice the difference in her. And they'd say to her at work, "Wow, you're walking up the stairs, you're not taking the lift." She started to notice that actually she wasn't taking the Nurofen every day she'd been taking for pain relief. She'd stopped taking that, and she wasn't taking anything when she went to play golf. She was just taking the product, and that was the only thing that had changed. So that was our introduction to the product sort of 13 years ago.
Wow, what a fascinating insight into it, because I think we all have those creaks and aches and things, don't we?
We have lots of aches and pains, and, you know, over time you tend to take these for normal and you just put up with it, or you take a tablet and you think there's not much you can do, you're just getting older, and it's just the way things are and you take things for granted. So we weren't actually looking for something to fix a problem at the time. We were going to obviously buy a puppy and add to our family at the time.
And it's interesting that you said it was over quite a long period of time, because do you find that people buy the products and do expect like an overnight miracle?
Oh, if we had a tablet that fixed people's aches and pains in a day or 24 hours, I think we'd all be millionaires, wouldn't we? But, you know, the products, all of the products from Forever come with a 60-day money-back guarantee because they're a natural product. It's something the body can absorb naturally, whether it's something you're putting on topically or whether it's something you're digesting. And these all take time. Your skin on your body, it takes 28 days for your skin to replace itself. So if you bruise yourself, cut yourself or bump yourself, you don't just put something on it and expect it to be healed the next day. You understand there is a healing process and the body has to go through that. So I think a lot of people are looking for a quick fix, but there really isn't one that's going to sort of happen overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time.
I think as as people, though, as a nation, and I'm sure it's worldwide as well now, with a faster pace of life and sort of instant communications and, you know, instant food, instant drinks, everything like that, we've come to expect things to work fast and quicker, haven't we? And we're often not actually listening to our bodies, because we just want that quick fix, and we've lost that aspect of patience.
Well, I think we lose the aspect of patience. People want, as you say, instant meals, instant food, and nutrition in the body plays an important part. It's an important part mentally as well as healthily. You know, for your body to heal, you can't just expect something that's going to, you know, one magic tablet. People are often looking for that magic tablet that's going to help them lose weight. You know, you put weight on over a period of time. You've got to expect, if you want to remove it, to do it over a period of time for it to be maintain a healthy balance in your body.
Absolutely, and very good point. Now, that was your introduction into the Forever Living products with Sue's experience and her aches and pains. But from that moment, what then decided you to take it on board and actually start selling the products yourself?
What actually happened was, 6 months after Sue had been using the products, the lady said to us, you know, this is crazy. You might as well just join the company and get the product at a wholesale price for you. At the time, I wasn't looking for another business. I was an IT programmer for Lloyds Bank. I had a very stressful and busy role. Sue was a full-time police officer working for South Yorkshire Police. We both had sort of busy corporate jobs, so we weren't looking for an income stream, but I did like the idea of being able to buy the products for ourselves and just getting it delivered to the door when we wanted it, and to get it a little bit cheaper. So that was why we joined the business,
and the rest, as I say, is history. Because then did you retire from your jobs then, or did you run the two together, or?
So what happened was, when we joined the business, we got a box of these products, and Sue said, well, I think you need to start taking some of these products as well, which I did. And this was in August 2007. Sue, I started using the products and I started to notice the benefits. We weren't there to make lots of money or to share it with everybody else. We were just using them ourselves. And the more we used them, the more I wanted to find out. So I went along to some product trainings to find out why the products were doing what they were doing. I wanted to know, because I'm a technical person. I like numbers, I like statistics, and I like to know what I'm doing for my body and why it's making the difference it's making. So we went along to the trainings, and it was only at that point that we actually saw the business opportunity. And it's very similar. I mean, I know we're all watching the news at the moment, and we're all watching about how the coronavirus duplicates and moves on very, very quickly. And network marketing, if you look at the model of it, it works in a very similar way. It's about you introducing other people and them introducing other people. It's like passing from A to B to C. And soon you can have a team of a very large team of people all using the products for themselves, and you can be earning an income, a small income, from every single person. And I like that idea. I like the idea that I was helping somebody with a product, and I was also developing a secondary income stream that could potentially change my sort of lifestyle.
And indeed, from speaking to you and talking to you about this, it has changed your lifestyle, hasn't it? Because it's also taken you around the world.
Yes, definitely. In 2009, a couple of years after we joined the business, Sue retired. And that gave us a little bit more time to focus on the business, which we did. We were learning all the time, learning about the product. We'd started to do a few small shows to share the products with other people. And then in 2011... we'd built our business big enough in order for me to actually leave the corporate world. So it took 4 years. That might seem a long time, but what I wanted the business to give us was time together, because Sue was retired. She was at home. She was 49. And I didn't want to be going working sort of 80 hours a week at that time while she was off playing golf. I wanted to be able to enjoy time while we were fit enough and healthy enough to do that together. And that's what the business has actually given us since 2009. We have travelled the world. We have achieved everything that Forever had to offer. We never anticipated it would give us all of these things, just literally by sharing the products with other people and knowing how that can help other people. It's made a huge difference to our lifestyle.
And it's a great incentive, I should imagine, for people learning about the products from you to know that if they embark on it as a business venture, then they've got those incentives to look forward to and to work towards. And there's some serious goals there, aren't there?
It can make an amazing difference to somebody's lifestyle. It is a business. You do have to work at it and you do have to learn like any other business. Obviously, coming along to shows like the Wellbeing Show, we get lots of people ask us lots of different questions. And I've got to be able to answer those for people. So they could be asking me anything about their health and whether these products would benefit them. So along the way and along all those years, we've learned to be able to help people in many different ways with the different products that we have to offer. And it's amazing when you can start to see the difference in somebody when they start to use the products. I always come at the business from, you've got to love the products before you'll build a business.
And you obviously do love the products, and so do your customers and the visitors to the shows, because you still attend the Wellbeing Shows with us. And I know from being on the door at the shows, when people arrive, they often ask me, you know, oh, where's the Forever Living? Where's Sue and Christina this weekend? Because they're heading to you. They're there on a mission to source some more products. Now, talking about the shows, though, it's not just the Wellbeing Shows that you attend, is it? I believe you attend shows for the for our four-legged friends as well.
Yeah, when you know, we love coming to the Wellbeing Shows because people come there with an open mind. They're coming looking for something different. It might be spiritual help, it might be mental help, it might be physical help. They might be coming for a treatment, or it might be nutritional help, which is why we're there. Obviously, we offer the business opportunity as well. But yes, I like to do other shows as well. My doggy brought me to this business to start with, and I like to help animals. I'm a great dog enthusiast, and people, Sue always laughs at me and says, you remember the dog's name before you remember the person's name. But you know, I want to help the animals because they can't come and ask me the questions, but I know their products, they've got skin, you know, they need nutrition. I can help them as much as I can help people.
So really it is something for all the family, the pets included.
Yeah, and children can take the products as well.
Now, what if somebody was looking at Forever Living, what are the three, I'm putting you on the spot here, but what are the three products that you would suggest that they started with or that they tried? I know everybody's different, but just a general, if you can generalise.
If you're generalising and you're thinking about somebody's health, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, whether it's an animal, the key products that I would always have in the cupboard are drink the gel, because that is the building blocks that's going to give you good nutrition. It's got all your amino acids in it. It's got all your vitamins in it. It's what I take every day. It's the first thing that I take in the morning is I drink my gel, and I know I'm giving myself a really good start and a kick start to the day. It's putting some really good minerals and all the other things that your body needs to start and to boost its immune system, it's getting first thing in the morning. So I wouldn't be without the aloe vera gel. My two other favourite products that people and pets can use is probably our hand soap, which is quite topical at the moment because it's pH balanced. So it's great. You can use it as a shower gel. You can use it to wash your hands. You can use it to wash the dog. And you can use it as shampoo as well. And it's not going to dry your hands out or leave them cracked or sore or anyway. It doesn't matter how many times you wash your hands. You can use it as a bubble bath in the bath as well. So that's my second product. And probably the third and my favorite product to use topically is our aloe propolis cream. It's a thick, deep moisturiser. I'm outside quite a lot. I'm a golfer. I walk the dog. I do. I'm a gardener. I like to be outside. And this really does protect the skin in the winter. It stops your face going cold and, you know, getting red. It heals any nicks or cuts on your hands when you're gardening. It's just a great all-round product. Plus, you can also use it on the dogs because you can clean their ears with it. You can use that on them if they've got a scratch or a cut. So all of the products have got multi-uses, and which is what I love about them. So if perhaps I haven't got one, I can probably dip in and use something else as a replacement because you can use them all for so many different things.
Very versatile then. So we're to recap then. So it's the aloe vera drinking gel, the aloe hand soap,
yep,
and the aloe propellis cream. So that's your top three.
Yes, that's my top three. I know Ian's got another favourite that he shares about on your on your blogs, but I will let people go and find out about that one.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that's a good place to start, though, and it gives people, hopefully, if people are listening to this and they haven't yet met you at the shows and they haven't tried the aloe vera, this might actually spring them into coming to you and asking for it, because you do also have the products that people can try at the shows, don't you? So you can try some of the kind of cream and things.
Yeah, for me, the shows are about educating people and for people to try the products. So people can try our drinking gel while we're at the shows and try all of our daily care products. We've got a sample of just about everything that people can come and try. I do have a quite a good website online because I know people sometimes want to go away and do their research. So there's a lot of information about the history of aloe, how it helps in technical detail. Some people want to know what it will do for them. Some people want to know the ingredients. So there's something there for everybody online so they can go and have a little review of it, see what it looks like. But obviously at a show, you can try it and feel it. And that's what I like about being in front of people when they can ask questions and not just letting people shop online.
Well, you just mentioned shopping online. I was just leading into that because you said you've got a lot of information on your website there, but you've also got an online shop, haven't you? Which I believe at this current time, because we're not able to attend shows, we're not able to organise them, and certainly people aren't allowed to go to the shows, and venues are cancelling them now with the current situation. So I should imagine that that's a pretty good advantage for you, having an online store, and it means that people don't have to wait, and they don't have to go without their favourite products, do they?
No, customer service is one thing that we're sort of really proud about, because if people order online, it takes two business working days in order for it to get to them. Everything comes secure by FedEx and it's delivered direct from the manufacturer. We also offer free postage to our regular customers, so I can't do that online. But if people ring me, we like to offer them a little bit of extra so they can get free postage by calling me. And they can also get further advice if they're looking for something that might want to resolve an issue that they have. So, yes, we can still deliver throughout this time while everybody's on lockdown. And in fact, the business is still operating internationally around the world. And in the countries where we've seen in Spain and Italy are being on very serious lockdown, a lot harsher hit than here in the UK at the moment, they are still delivering our products because it's seen as a vital health product that's making a difference to people.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. The online business, I believe you've recently sort of revamped and created the online shop that you've done. How important do you think it is in this day and age to have an online presence if you are a small business?
I think it's vitally important because everybody Googles everything.
That's
first
true.
Thing that they're going to go and do, if somebody talks to them about, even if your friend recommends something, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to Google that. And hopefully they're then going to come back to you because they've got good customer service. You've been able to give them good advice and good help rather than them just trying to find it for the cheapest possible price. So it's all about quality and customer care as well as.
And you're still connected with people through your Facebook presence as well as your online shop and through Lizzie and Events News, because we're still posting our daily posts. They're still going out, and the archive of material on Lizzie and Events News, on Len as we call it, is absolutely phenomenal now. with well over 1,000 articles on there. And if people go to the Lisbon Events News on the search bar and type in Aloe Vera, they'll get to your articles that you've submitted some articles. I think you've had some interviews with Ian as well. And all the information's there as well, isn't it? So that we can keep connected.
Yeah, connection is the most important thing. Lots of people come to us at the shows and say, we've lost the person that used to supply us, or they're no longer doing it. So for me, connection is the most vital thing for running a small home-based business, to be able to follow up with people, to be able to stay connected in social media, whether it's a website, whether it's an email, or whether it's on the telephone. Because chatting to people on the telephone, I think, is how we built our business in the first place, starting to talk to people and starting to share. And people will share much more on a one-to-one basis than they can when they're in a group.
And even though we're in a very extraordinary time at the moment with this, with the lockdown and with the corona situation, we can still talk on the phone. We can still connect with people, can't we? So we don't have to be totally isolated from everyone, and we can still keep those connections going.
I think it's quite important, and there's lots of customers that aren't necessarily on social media. A lot of our customers are older, and it's important to stay connected, and the telephone is that vital connection at the moment.
Wonderful. Well, Christina, we've learnt a lot about you today. We've learnt how you came to know about Forever Living and then go into business for yourself with the Aloe Vera store. We know that you enjoy golf. We know that you like gardening, and we know that you're mad about your dogs and all furry friends, absolutely all of them. What I want to ask you now is, have you got, because people have got lots of time on their hands now, have you got any tips on how they can make the most of this time? You know, if they're not a key worker and they've been forced to leave their work and stay at home, what advice would you give to people on staying positive? Or
that's an interesting question, how to stay positive. I mean, I know many people will have the TV on and be watching the news, but I would recommend perhaps one day out of the week that you're not plugged into the TV 24/7, because listening to it can be extremely draining and it can cause worry and more stress. We know that the virus is out there. We know now what we need to be doing on a daily basis: washing our hands, keeping 2 meters apart. But I think sometimes we need to give ourselves mind space. So perhaps find something positive to read, perhaps find something funny to watch on the TV rather than the news. Do something in the garden. You know, vitamin D is great for the body. Get out while that sun is shining and just enjoy 10 minutes sat in the garden, perhaps having your cup of tea and just taking a little bit of nature. I think those things make a big difference. And the last thing is, pick up the phone and ring a friend. Make their day. If you can make someone smile, it makes a positive impact on your day.
Very good advice. And on the subject of books, do you have a favourite book that you would be the one book that you would take with you to your desert island, or have with you during lockdown?
We've got lots and lots of books. The one book that I really like, I don't know if you've heard of this book before. It's called 3 Feet from Gold. It's written by the same people that wrote Think and Grow Rich, and it's, you know, from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And it's an amazing book, and it gets you thinking, and it stops you from giving up. So it's really motivational. So that's probably my favourite book. It's called 3 Feet from Gold.
Thank you for that. I should be looking that up on Google when we've finished here. Because I know of Napoleon Hill, but I've not heard of the 3 Feet from Gold title. So yeah. I shall certainly be looking that and Googling that. So thank you very much for joining us today, Christina. And we've got lots of sunshine out there that we can still enjoy. Thank you for your input. Thank you very much to yourself and Sue for being part of the Lisbon Events community and such active members as well, with your sharing and your presence at the shows. We have got one positive thing to look forward to with the shows, because, as you know, we have had to cancel the May event and the June events. because of the timing with the venues. However, we have got some dates in July. The 18th and 19th of July, we have a date booked for those 2 days at the Newark Showground at the Lady Eastwood Centre. And we're going to, at this present moment in time, we're working with the venue and we're planning that that is going to be a celebration of well-being. Obviously, we'll work within government guidelines, local authority, but we've spoken to the venue and at the moment they're happy to go ahead with that event for those dates. So we'll be, there'll be more about that in the in future podcasts and on the Listening Events news. But I think, and from the feedback we've had from visitors contacting us about shows and things, I think that people will be looking for something to go to, and they will be looking forward to something. And if we can give them that celebration of well-being, I'm quite excited about that.
That sounds fantastic, and we're looking forward. It's such a shame that the events have had to be cancelled. Obviously, we understand the reasons why, but we're looking forward to getting back to seeing our customers and coming along and meeting all our friends at the wellbeing shows as soon as they can be back on.
Lovely. Well, thank you for joining us today, Christina.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. I'm Liz Clark, and this is the Listening Events Podcast. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.